Okay, we're in Siman Beis, I think Sif Beis. Okay, this is the heavy stuff. This is the question of trusting people that they're Yehudim, and okay, it's not that. Baruch Hashem, it's for the most part, it's not problematic. Sif Aleph, which we learned last week, I told you, it seems to be a very strange thing. The Mechaber says you shouldn't marry someone you're not allowed to, which seems to be unnecessary. But what the Ramah brought, a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Ayin, is that a man who's ma'agin a woman because of money, to do things over money, he's not going to have nachas from his children. Someone who marries Isha Psula because of money, not going to have nachas from his children. It's a davar musar. In the Ramah.
Okay, well, nowadays, I mean,
you can want money, but the question is to make katatis over it. People are allowed to want money, but he doesn't say he's not allowed to want money. He says, but what he does say, the last narrow line, Mishapaskulai mamin harbalish lishiduchim, v'chazru behem, lo ya'agen kalosei mishum zevle, iskaite baburin se yishtai. Afterwards they promised him money and then they back off. What? Yeah, he doesn't say he can't ask for money before. He doesn't say such a thing. Yeah. And Nadin was the time of Chazal was even more common than today. Now what I saw in the Ha'aris of El Yashiv on that Gemara, he says something very interesting. But Yashiv says somebody who overlooks psulim for money in a shidduch is worse than somebody who just has taiva for a woman. He fell in love with a woman, he married her even when he shouldn't. But Yashiv brings, very interesting, that somebody who's mumala teyavain, somebody who's over in dinei mamin l'teyava in his pasalaydis. I'm sorry. He brings somebody as a mumla l'teyava in for mamin is pasalaydis. Aver shem mamin is pasalaydis, and somebody who's mizana, even the worst type is nus, is not automatically pasal feidis mamin. He says that taiva, to have a taiva, and we don't recommend people follow their taivis, but it's one thing to follow taivis is he's a rasha, he's doing a bad thing. But taivis mamon, to make fights over mamon, that's a midara, he says, and that's for what? No, it depends. It's somebody who quietly is Evan's dust doesn't get put in chayim. Sometimes maybe publicly is. But anyway, the point that Rabbi Yashiv is making, I think, is similar to the Drosha Saran. The Ran says, why did Avraham go for Shiduchim to Besuel, to Lavan? That's not the most favorite, not my favorite family to look for Yochsin. The Ran says, he has a famous expression there. He says that being a tzaddik or a rasha doesn't go biyichus. Everybody has his nisyanus, but midas taiva is generally do. It's interesting. He writes that even though Lavan, you're going to start asking me, but anyway, Lavan, even though Lavan was a rasha, but it was a family that had good midas. Now, I don't know exactly how it fits with all the stories we know of Lavan, but the truth is, if you read the psukim, he doesn't look so terrible. He doesn't look so absolutely terrible. And Suwa was a low life. How do you know that? That's exactly what Yosef is saying, that somebody who has taivis and gives it, somebody has taivis and gives into taivis, that's not Yerusha, that's rishus, that's not Yerusha. Somebody who has midas rois, now sometimes it's very hard to know what's the line between midas rois and rishus, but anyway, that's what he says. And let's go to Sivbeis is telling us when a person has to be baidik mishpachais, and when you don't have to be baidik mishpachais. It starts with kol mishpachis becheskes kashrus umutalisim em lechatchila. So that's what we rely on. We're going to get into the question of somebody who doesn't have a chazaka. Chazaka means that someone is in town living as a chazaka, as a regular from family in town. So somebody reads a shidduch, you don't go stop being baidik miyuchsin. If someone's a regular from family in town, he lives becheskes kashrus, and it's good. This is going to talk about someone who appears out of nowhere. Somebody comes to town, he moved in, he says, he took a flight from Texas yesterday, and he's moving into the neighborhood. And so he doesn't have a cheskes kashrus, because nowadays you can make a phone call to the town in, where he came from and find out. But let's say somebody just moves in, you have no idea where he came from, why he came from, he moves in, he comes to Dav, and he seems to be an Erlich person. So that's going to be the nidain of this sif, what the halacha is of such a person. But the first line is what comes up most of the time. Kol ha-mishpacha is b'cheskes kashrus. A family that lives in a town, b'cheskes kashrus, is considered kosher. Now it doesn't say here clearly how long you have to be in town to have a cheskes kashrus. What's the period of time? We say kocher b'cheskes kashrus, within the chatchila, and then we're gonna talk about if somebody moves in. Now, how long do you have to be becheskes kashrus in town? So I don't know. Later in Simin Yotes, Siv Beis, it talks about a couple that moves into town as husband and wife. They're becheskes husband and wife. And there it says 30 days. It says that if someone is in town, becheskes husband and wife for 30 days, seitlan al-chazak, it's not just So it seems you only need 30 days. The same thing is true about changing a name. If someone changes a name, you have to do it 30 days before the ksuba, 30 days before the get. Sometimes you have people who get engaged. And there's Rabbi Yehuda Chassid concerned, the Kala and the mother-in-law have the same name, or the Chassid and the father-in-law, and someone's changing a name. It happened here, Ephraim Wertenthal. Ephraim's daughter got engaged to someone, and the mother-in-law had the same name as her. And when they started dating, she made up that if she gets engaged, she'll change her name. Not the mother-in-law, the daughter-in-law. They'll change her name. So, and I once had that with a boy in my shir, the strangest thing. He talked to me about a shidduch beforehand, it's the same name. He said, I'll change my name. Well, he added a name. They both added, it's true. But they have to be called by the name. You can't just change it and not do it. It was an interesting case. There was somebody in my shir, his name was Eli. And the father-in-law was Eli. I don't remember if it was Eliezer or Leo. There was one of them. They're both the same. And they got engaged, and he asked me, what name should I change to? So I said, it's a rare opportunity, you can name yourself after somebody. So I said, Reb Dessler was Elio Eliezer. So I said, I got a great idea for you, change your name to Elio Eliezer, and just tell your friends, so let's say it was Eliezer originally, just tell your friends to call you Elio. They won't even realize you changed your name. I say, my shredder call Eli. I call it's call me Elio, and Kachava. He's named after Rav Dessler, and he added a name, but that's technically changing a name because one name to two names is it's sort of a new name. Are you the Chassid? Most of the Chassid Shalom, all Makbid, and the Charedi Shalom, most are Makbid. Meisha Zetshuvi says if people don't want to be Makbid, they don't have to. But, what? The Meisha himself has. Yeah. So, but most of the Elam is Makbid, I think. I know Rapam was Makbid, Rebelski was Makbid, so. What? The reason I keep it aveng, well, why doesn't it apply today? Yeah, the reason is that you're going to. We don't know if the chassid's reason, but the conjecture is a man's going to call his wife. He'll say, "Hey, Gitti," and his mother's name is Gitti. The mother's going to turn. So that's not Kustapa Kovadik. So that's the Michelle Amation's explanation. Anyway, what? Yeah, do a mishaberach in front of a minion. It's a mishaberach that you're making. How do you let people know you change your name? You want to, my point in this discussion is you have to do it 30 days before the chasna. You have to be called by the new name. If you just tell, I don't know, I guess if you just tell everyone around you you have a new name, there's no din that you need a minion. But usually you have to be a mefarsim, it usually it's done that. Anyway, now we are going to learn the Beis Shmuel about someone who moves into town. So we're going to get to it. I just want to finish the mechaber in Sif Bey. It's a very interesting mechaber. And listen what it says. What do you got to look for in Shaduchim? Afal Pike. And Reisa Beish Mishpacha Ishim is Gare Zubazu Tamid. And we see two families that are always fighting. Oy Beish Bede Adav Shem is Gare Zebazet. Well, people that are constantly fighting. Oy Reisa Mishpacha Shi Bailas Matzo Mariva Tamid. Or you have even a family that's always fighting with people. Arisa ish. Well, it's not the whole family. It's just a person. Shumarba Mariva Imakail. Or Aspanim Biyaiser. Somebody who has Aspanim exceedingly. I guess a little bit is that the psal. Aspanim Biyaiser. Chayshishin Lahem. Roy Lesrachek Mehem. She'elu Simani Paslos Heim. Simani Paslos Shiduchim are. The fighting and as his ponim, v'cheg kol ha'paisel acherim, and another thing, someone who calls other people mamzerim, kol ha'paisel acherim tamin, gashadais shemes b'mishpacha b'mishpachas b'yechidim, omer aleim shehim mamzerim, chashishin lo yishema mamzahu. Gemara says kol ha'paisel b'mumai paisel. It's a halacha. Somebody is passing other people. Vim oimalahem shema vadim, chayshalai shema evinhu, shakala paisel, bumumai paisel. So we had fighting, we have someone who passels people, chemishi yeshbe azus panim vachzarias, vseinis abriyais, somebody who's cruel and has hatred to people, eine gaimalam chesed, refuses to do chasadim, chayshalai miyais, shema givainihu. So you're right, but one second. What it says here is there are three simanim to pasul. The simanim are people get into fights all the time, or people that pasul other people, or people that are cruel, that have azarius and azizpanim. So these things are psulim in yichus. Now, what the Rosh is asking, really, is to understand what the pshat in this is. Is pshat, this is a simen? Or a siba. Is pshat that if they're doing these things, it's a siman, they're not from Klal Yisrael. It's a chshash in the yichus. Or it's a siba that who wants to mix in with families that are always fighting with everybody. Who wants to get in mixed in such a family? It's a nafkamina. Her's a nafkamina. No, we're not fighting anyway. What? If it's a simu v'chayshis, they're not yidden, no, they're psulim. Nafkamina would seem to be, what happens if you have 10 brothers? And 9 of them have wonderful midas, and one doesn't. If you learn that bad midas is a simin, that they're not, there's a psul yichus, but he's got 9 brothers that behave, so it seems there's just something strange about him. If you learn it's a siba, so what's the difference? The 9 brothers do shidduchim with them, but him, it would seem to be a siba. The Gemara, at least one of the Gemaras, the Gra, Yud Gimel, Sechetsu, Seides Habriyais, Perek Dal de Yomtif. You know what that is? Perek Dal de Yomtif? The Sattas Beya. The Sattas Beya, the Gemara there says, and I don't remember, who came to a neighborhood, to a small town, and nobody gave him anything to eat. And he asked for a job to be able to earn money to eat. No one. He said, Hani me'eriv rav ka'osi. Don't start off with him. Hani me'eriv rav ka'osi. He said, they must come from the Eriv Rav. A yid comes into town, he doesn't have anything to eat, and they don't give him lachem. He says, you want a piece of bread? They don't give him bread. And then he asked for a job that he should be able to make some money. They didn't give him anything. So he said, Hani me'eriv rav ka'osi, because Klal Yisrael are rachbanim and gan lechasadim. So it seems from there that it's a simen, not that it's a siba. It's like a simen that you have to be check his yichus if it is that way. If it's a siba, so then the one who did it, who wants to do shidduchim with a house that's always fighting, the other nine you could do, you could marry. No, if it's a simin, you're right. Then if it's 9 and 1, we should go vasa the 9. See, that's the nafkamina. If it's a simin, then I would say the Shulchan Aruch is talking with nobody else to check in the family. Just him himself. He came to town. He's fighting with people. I don't know his family. But if there'll be 9 and 1, I know chidami. That's what I'm saying. If it's only if it's a simin of psul yichus, I would think that it should be good. Unless the Chayim says that maybe his later was psul, the other nine were bekashrus. Okay.
Usually,
it could be.
Usually, Shulchan says something. It's usually, it's halacha. He's trying to say it's a halacha.
It's not osa to marry them. You see, it's saying it's osa to marry them. The reason we're going to tell me.
It's a favor, no?
It says roy les rachek mehem. All right. Occasionally, no, you're right. It's not the usual. Now look in Beishmol. Hey, says a chiddush. Beishmol says mishiyesh loy as is part of Azarius. V'chula b'shas Yisa gibel saman miyesh b'Yisrael. Beishana rachmana gibel chasadim. Now listen. Kol shiyesh loy gibel simanim halalu. V'chol she'ein loy gibel simanim. Ein roy ledabek bay. That goes out to the next page. Sarach Leiva She'ein Loi Gimel Simanim Klal Avim Yeshe Echa B'Simanim Elu Roi L'Dabek Bay. You hear this?
We don't have it. What?
Oh, you don't have the copies. Sorry, no. The copies end. David Shurin is... I'm sorry about that. That's a problem. Okay, the machine is there. I take a Shulchan Aruch back. Okay, just put this just aside. You can figure out how to work it. Your secretary doesn't do it for you all the time. It's open, yeah. Okay, no, like this. Okay, so bad. We're still Sifes. We still have a few minutes of Sifes. The Beishmol says if he has one of the simanim. That it's already kosher. It's not mashu away from this gra. The gra I read you is talking about someone who's missing one simon and was postal. Right? He came to town. They didn't have the other two simonim. They weren't fighting with each other. They just didn't give anything to eat. So it's mashu. Even one of the simonim is bad. And it's hard to know what to do. Like, what do you do to a poor child? And from a family where a family is Bali Mariva. And the child seems to be a good kid. What do you do? Huh?
Out of town.
And, I don't know. It's a hard question. The Ramesh has a tshuva about Mary Bali Tshuva. Mary Bali Tshuva, whose parents didn't keep Taras HaMishpacha, so the Chazal call it a pagam. If somebody's born born to Bali Tshuva. So our minig is that we're not makbid. The Stipler writes, I think I mentioned in the past, that we're already 100 generations into the Jewish people. Everybody's got someone in the 100 generations except for the Rebbes, of course. But everybody else got someone in the hundred generations that misbehaved somewhere along the way. That's what the stifler writes. So Ramesha writes that if you see the child has good midas, maybe the mother must be that month she became pregnant. She went to the ocean and she went swimming, so she went to the mikveh without knowing it. That's it. You have to be a real Ohev Yisrael to write a tshuva like that, you know. He says, but then he says something else. He says that the pagam is in the days of Chazal. Who raised the girl? Well, a girl was raised in the family. So whatever midah she saw in the family, the midah she had. Today, they go to Beis Yaakov's. They're all in Beis Yaakov's all the time, most of the time out of the house. So he says that the pagam is not, at least not the same type of pagam, because they're raised in a different environment.
Friends,
hopefully good friends. So if you see a midah taiva, that you could do it. Okay, let's get back to the halacha here. The mechaber is easy. Mechaber says all mishpachas chesed kashrus and everybody is good and live happily ever after. The Beis Shmuel talks about somebody who moved into town and doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. Somebody who moved in, nobody knows them, and they could be immigrants from a faraway country or even from a cross country. And if you can't get in touch with, like I said, nowadays most of the time you could get in touch, but they can't get in touch with people. Yeah. What?
It happened here with the Palestinian.
It happened here with the Palestinian. Okay, good. A good example. It happened with good people also. We had a bunch of Texans that came from San Antonio. Who knows their yichus? You know, they walked in. They said we're Jews. So who knows what their yichus is? Okay, with the Palestinian, he came and he lived as a Jew. So we're going to learn Beis Shmuel. Sifkat and Gimel. We're going to learn. I just want to be magdim so that we know what we're looking at. There's a Gemara in Ksubis, it's a Kedushin also, Ksubis Daf Chav Dalet. There's a Gemara, thank you, Rabbi Yosef. I appreciate it. Okay? I'm going to take a picture of the next page, the copy of the next page. Thank you very much. I have to make sure to get to the next page. But thank you, Rabbi Yosef, thank you very much. Okay, the Gemara in Ksuvas Chav Dalet says that if someone doesn't have a chazaka, you need a raya liyuchsin. Okay, in the meantime, we're still going back to the previous page. Okay, not the one that was handed out. Now, turning back, a previous page to Beis Shmuel Gimel. Okay, again, the Gemara says if someone doesn't have a chazaka, you need a raya liyuchsin. What the raya is, we'll talk about later. She needs some type of a raya. The Gemara says even an eid echad is not good enough. What's the Gemara talking about? There's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. We're all used to machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, except that here it's a gigantic daf gemina. The Gemara there says, if someone doesn't have a zok, needs a raya liyuchsin, maila asu biyuchsin. Rashi holds, it's talking about anybody that comes from out of town, that you have to be baidik them. Tosfos says, the Gemara is only talking Maila Asul Kahuna, only to be Mahzik to be able to marry a Kayin. That is a million mile difference. Somebody moves into town, you tell him, we have to check you out, you can't marry anybody, that's pretty tough. You want to say, we got to check you out, otherwise you can't marry a Kayin. All right, you know, like, I'll live with it. It's not, there are other people around besides the Kayin. So it's a machlaikis between Rashi and Taisvis. The Yad Ramah holds, the Ramah Reish Mem Hei holds like Rashi to be Machmir, and the Rosh holds like Tosfos. Let's see the Beis Shmuel Gimel. Beis Shmuel Gimel b'cheskes kashrus b'tur kasa b'shem Ramah, which is like I said, the Shit Hashitas Rashi b'shem Ishpachta Yedua Lanu lo yaminishu b'cheskes kashrus chashin Hashem Mamzer Eivenu b'tzorch Raya liyuchsin. Machlek is what the Rambam holds, but the Magen Mishnah says the Chaimashri Rashi. That's the first shita. That's the very machmir, and they hold that you have to check the person out. Taisus v'harosh v'haran svirolei fil misha emishbach that you do a lot lechashini shem amamzahu elo yich shash kuhuna sarach raya. It's only for kuhuna that you need a raya. V'beisyesu abach b'chulakim b'pirish divraya yesh lo b'chashash kuhuna haynu l'shamish agabi b'zbeach sarach raya. It's even a bigger kula. They can marry a kohen. It's only to go to the mizbeach you need a raya. At least the kohen in chayshishin, mishum chalala. Gabi yeshleim afil least the kohen ami kachashash shema chalala hi. So you have three shitas. Rashi holds and the Rama hold. You got to check for everybody. Taisus in the Rosh, according to one interpretation, hold for marrying a kohuna, you have to have chayshish for chalala. According to the other interpretation, it's only to do kohen on the mizbeach. How does the Beishmuel paskin? We cheat and go all the way down to the bottom of Beishmuel. The second wide line. B'simen achazem avuah mechab enami sviulei mishem mishpachti yedulonu chayshinon shema mamzeru yesh lahach mir mishem yedulonu yeshoch shema mamzeru. And therefore, I yashem basugi ve'etor erachti the purple I wrote somewhere else. See, you hear what he's saying? That you need to check Veidecha Nemeli in Truma Drabanan or the Sias Kapayim Avaloi Lasia Isha. You need two Eidim. It's very hard. What does that mean? How do you find two Eidim for someone, a Baal Tshuva, who moves into town? It's a very, very difficult. The Psakin of Bishmuel to be Machmir is a challenge. But. Oh, so it's interesting. No, because Rashi holds it's Cheshash Mamzeris. You have to know that they're ksheirim. Now, fortunately, what? That's a good question. If you passel him, well, not passel, we're saying he's a suffix. We have to check him. You have to check him. Logically, it should apply to his kids, except, I'll tell you in a minute, yeah. 1 second. Some say it's only l'chatchil, not b'diyev. My law also be yuchsim. They didn't passel people because of it. They didn't passel children because of it. Only the first generation. But this Beis Shmuel. It's true. It's true. Yes. Yes. Okay. 1 second. Yeah. Yerachmiel says if he's a gabbai, it's good enough. What makes him a gabbai if he announces the mailed? Oh, so mina Torah mamza vaday v'loy mamza safik. That's what the Gemara says. Maila also biyosin. So maila derabanan. Maila also. The Gemara says for sure that it's only. That's a maila drabanan. And this is the machlokes. Machlokes depends. There's a chazal that says a lashon, makirim yisrael mamzerim shabeinayim. That when someone's a mamzer, people don't hang up signs, but they whisper to each other, makirim yisrael mamzerim shabeinayim, and to be mashir. So, let them marry each other. The fact is that this Beis Shmuel is a das yachid. All the other paiskim disagree, including Pischei Tshuva Beis, on the bottom of the page. If you look at Pischei Tshuva Beis, just quickly, he says, Ayin Beis Shmosu Katan Beis, Adu B'simi Shachazem B'vur, B'chav B'sfila B'shem Shari Dolach, Shem B'am Zahul, L'chei Yesh L'achmir. He said, Ayin B'sef Yishar HaMelech, May Perchof B'hilch Zesurei B'ya Din Hay, Kosu Echia Shadasa B'chav B'rein Ekein, U'doloi Kevei Shmuel. V'gam Hissing B'zizah L'abach, Tshuva Smarit, Perach Harbe Umasik Vizelushainu, Lian Alocha, Liam Sule called us Kola Poiskim, a film Mishain Lechesum Zishpacha, Kagai Shababe Eris Rechaika, Armina called Mishpacha is Bechesus Kashrus, Solosi das Harama Shekosavator, Lachatiri Shekosav Ravamagma das Harambam, Deloi Karabe Shmuel. So the Sharamelech is Makel, and I made a list of the Achrainim that are Makel. The Beis Meir is Mekel, the Avni Meluim, Sivkot Nazayin, the Chochma Sodom, the Chazay Nish, and Rabbi Yosef and the Tshuva, they're all they're all Mekel. And in Hilchis, Zmeish Tamaches in Yeridaya, in Hilchis Mila, Sukkot Chaval, if there it also sounds like the Shach is Mekel. So that we have a Machlaikis, but nevertheless, the majority of Paiskim hold that the only Shail is a Shail of Yichuse Kuhuna, which we're going to talk about again in Sif Gimel, but to be Mutter B'Kol, anybody who comes and behaves like a from a yid is assumed to be a kosher, and we don't have to do bedikas. We don't need raya sacharav, and that's good. Now, what? Yeah, if somebody comes, it says kashrus. Look, we don't assume that they have psule kahal. Somebody comes in Mecheskes Kashrus and says, as far as he knows, he's a kosher.
Yeah. He has a boyfriend.
If he's from, we're talking about someone who's from a yid. Someone who's a religious Jew from a yid.
All the problem here is the kashrus of the mechaber. We talk about these three things. What about Rav Nachman? We know somebody's mechaber Shabbos. That's not a problem.
If someone lives in town 30 days Mecheskes Yehudi, he's kosher. This is all talking someone who moves in from the distance, and we're not sure if he's a yid or not. That's what I was talking about. The midas part is a separate ein roi. I'm talking about the halacha part.
But somebody knows, he says he's a yid. Everybody knows he's a yid. He's Michal Shabbos. That would also be a pesul?
No. Where do you get that? No. The shaila is, the nidain is, when someone comes in, and he's not from, but he comes b'cheskes Yehudi. Now this came up with the Russian immigrants when they came, whether to assume cheskes kashrus when they come in such a way, and whether you can assume that they're becheskes yehudim. So there, the paiskim or Moshe, the tshuva was written before, even earlier. The first chelak Avodah Zarah Siman Vav, he says that when we say they come in becheskes Yehudi, it doesn't mean necessarily that they're behaving in a religious way. It means that they come with a shame Yehudi. They come with the name, a name Yehudi, and they're believed. He also says it's not usual for non-Jews to pretend to be Jews. It's an unusual thing. And therefore, an old shulah that was written a very long time ago, Ramesha writes, that it doesn't require. The difference is, if he was husik as a guy, and he comes and says he's really a yid, he just pretended. So then we can't be mashia him. But somebody who lived wherever he lived, becheskes Yehudi, is good. So that makes the problem in Eretz Yisrael is that there's a financial benefit to saying you're a Jew, and that throws the whole truth of Ramesha, it makes it all problematic, because now there's a financial benefit. Ramesha says that we have a chazaka that stab a guy doesn't pretend to be a yid. But in Israel, and matter of fact, we know that many who wanted the financial benefits pretended to be yid. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, it's more of a problem. In Eretz Yisrael, I don't know if it still exists, but I know when the immigration was high, there's the government has people looking into Yuchsin, investigating Yuchsin, documenting Yuchsin, and keeping track of Yuchsin. In Israel, okay. And it's so that's for this reason, I believe.
And he made the point, since it's a Yizid Shchicha, since marriage is 20-something%, that's a Yizid Shchicha, they have to invite everybody.
You have, of course, everybody, like everybody. So the question is, what bedika exactly you need? That's a very, very, very difficult thing to know what bedika exactly you need. But, okay, we're going to see.
But the fact that they like Americans doesn't change anything. You like this guy who's Arab, who opposed as a Yid. We don't change
halacha because, the exception proves the rule. It's sort of, the system has, there are exceptions, but. What?
Well,
I'm not just the Yiddish today, but if they lived as Jews, that's what we're machshir. If they lived as Jews, anyway. So what we're saying is that the we pass like Taisvis, and only for Kuhuna do you need the extra level of Shmira. We didn't hear even for Kuhuna that people are machped. Chazainish writes in Evan Ezer in Siman Aleph and Oischav Gimel that we're makel even that it's only lemizbeach that you need, and even kainim today are not necessarily makbid. The Chazainish says that if he comes to ask a shayla privately, I would tell a kain to be makbid, but that's good for a kain to be makbid that he has to, but because it's a three-way machlaikis, right? You need a kasha everybody, that's one shita. You need only for kuna. Another shita, you need only for Mizbeach, the third shita.
So,
Mizbeach, no, Mizbeach, we're going to see, but Mizbeach means to do Avoida as opposed to getting an Aliyah. We're going to see, Simen Gimel is Kahuna. In Simen Gimel, the Mechabah shita is that the person can't just walk in and say Zakayin and get an Aliyah. The Rabbah says he could, but the Mechabah says not. What are you going to do with DNA? How are you going to prove DNA back up? You can't. You only prove DNA if you have prior DNA, you know, if you can. You know, I called when the Omicron started, I didn't realize it was so light, that we should put back, we had a system of convalescent plasma before they had the monoclonal plasma. So I called Dr. Kofsky. I said we should get going again with the convalescent plasma. He says the problem with convalescent plasma is you got to wait till you have people that are already recovered 2 months, and then, you know, by the time that comes, it's going to be over already. So it's a good idea, but it's not practical. Same thing here. It's a very good idea, but you need the generations back in order to have it. They're coming here. We need getting the generations. What? We're getting DNA from 100 years ago. They didn't even know DNA existed 100 years ago. DNA is definitely hereditary, but you can't. We are going to get the DNA of Aaron HaKohen to know if he's good.
So those Kohanim who have the DNA today, who says they're Kohanim as well? Many Kohanim have this. Who says they're Kohanim?
Okay.
One Chalala 20 years ago, they're all Chalala.
It would seem that the assumption that we're working under here is that people would not say they're Yidden if they weren't Yidden. So somebody who comes from the outside where we don't know anything, the assumption is. We can assume safely that he's here. Today, and I think going forward, it's not clear that assumption stands anymore. Because everyone's defining, the whole definitions are shifting.
No, you're right. Today, a person could think he's a Jew because he has paternal...
His name is Cohen.
It's true. It's shifting very much.
Yeah. Probably
has a Jewish
last name. Probably
a Goy. Italian, probably.
So
yeah.
Is
that true?
Yeah.
No, you're right. Going forward, it's going to be a problem.
It is a problem already.
You see, it's not such a. When you're talking about geirus, it's not such a problem. You're a guy, you're someone lechumra. You're talking about mamzerus. That's a bigger problem. You're talking about goyim. It's not a. Okay, Sif Gimel. Kasper Weinberger had to be a Jew. No one can hate Jews so much if he's a guy. Sif Gimel, Rabbi Isaac. So till now we're talking about an unknown family. Mishpacha Shekarol of Irer. Sif Gimel is a mishpacha about which there's a rumor. That means two witnesses say that there was some mixture of mamzer echolol. Oi! I'm going on to the copy page that you got. Oishesh behem avdus. Harizeh safik. We have a problem. Family. Now, it's very hard to know. How do witnesses say someone mixed in? It's got to be witnesses say that it was known in town. You know, we're coming from a different country, you know, a different city. It was known in town that there's some psul in the family. So, in mishpachas kainimu. Now this Everybody gets confused when you learn this Mishnah, the Sugya. You have to buy the four mothers, which is eight mothers. You got that? And now to clarify, this is going to be very clear to you. Aim ima, aim avi ima, v'cheinu baidik aim avia, v'ima, aim avi avia, v'ima. Got it? So, I've done a chesed to the Jewish people, and where is it? I made a copy, what?
I think it was on the printer.
What, like half pages?
Circles, yeah.
Yeah, okay, you want me to... You're a tzaddik, yes, yeah. He's a very observant Jew, I have to tell you. This is a psul, this is when you have to go check. So what does it mean, go check? How do you go check? So it's telling you, you have to check four women, which is eight women. And how is four women eight women? It means the following. There are four women you have to check. How do you check a woman? You check her mother. That's what it means. You check four women. How do you check four women? You check the mother of the four women. So in other words, you're checking eight women by checking four women. You understand what I mean? But the mother's mother, the father's mother, and the father's mother's mother. And their mother, because in order to check them, you have to check their mother. That's basically what it means. Now, how do you check? The question is, what does it mean? We're saying you have to check. We'll bring in the sheet of who you... How do you check? You check the grandmother. How do you check the grandmother? You go send people. They happen to be in Eretz Yisrael. I know one person who makes a parnasa from this. He's an investigator. The investigator, he's got chutzpah like you don't know. He, like, they make the movies out of him. I once hired him to investigate somebody. Unfortunately, it turned out that the person was a mamzeres. But I have, he went into an old Europeish woman to find out the only way to save this girl in Flatbush from being a mamzeres. Unfortunately, her mother married somebody in Chicago many years ago, married someone. And this man killed a police officer and was thrown into jail. And she wasn't religious at the time. They had a Jewish chuppah. He killed a cop and he was thrown into jail. And she says he wasn't a nice guy anyway. Well, if he killed a cop, he probably wasn't a nice guy anyway. That's it, yeah. So, pass it around. This is the map of the Rav Yosef, you're the man of the hour. Thank you. Okay, this is a map of checking all the mothers. The double circles are the four, and the single circles are the ones that get checked because of the one who gets checked. Follow? In other words, this Bas Kaya moved into town, and you have to check her. So you check her mother. How do you check the father? You don't check the father, you check the father's mother. So the mother and the grandma, and you check their mother to check them, and then the grandfather's mother, and you check his mother to check him. Yeah, you have to really absorb it a little bit, but it's done pretty well, isn't it? It's these are the four. So what? Yeah, but we'll see in a minute. We can see what it says about Vaslavia. What I just said, there are four double circles. Those are the ladies that you're mechuyev to check. The ones with double circles, meaning, let's look at the mother. Check the mother and her grandmother on the right side. Now, how do you check them? What does it mean, check them? It means you check their mother. Same thing on father's side. Now, the father himself is a male, so you have to check his mother, and then his father's mother, and their mother in order to check them. I don't know if I'm making it clear by explaining it. But if you get the picture, you have to check two mothers on each side. And yeah, the father's mother and father's paternal grandmother. Notice the first female on each side you check by checking. So we had a case with it says Makir Yisraelim Mamzerim Shabeinayim. He was a graduate of yeshiva. He was already an older bacher, and he was dating a girl. And then he called me that there are rumors that the girl is a mamzeres. I said, "Why don't you ask her?" He says, "It's a funny thing to ask on a date." So I'll tell you the truth. We traced the last name was a very unusual last name, and there was somebody here in the shul had the same last name, and I asked, "Do you have relatives in Chicago?" I said, "We don't have relatives, we know the family." And this mother married somebody, and like I said, that husband killed a cop and was thrown into jail. He was locked up. And she was left alone. Eventually she remarried again. And obviously now she's an Eish HaSish who got married, and she had children. And eventually she got divorced from the second husband. I don't know if she needed a divorce, but she got a divorce from the second husband. And now this girl that was born from that marriage was problematic because she was born to an Eish HaSish. Now, how do I trace it back? This woman is already in her third marriage. And she was a Balas Tshuva on top of that. Not the girl, but the mother who married the cop killer. So I got in touch with the Masada Kedushin in the third marriage. She was religious. And I said, "Did you look into this?" He said, "Of course I looked into it. She was married to the cop killer." I said, "So what did you do?" He says, "I got a get. I made him give a get. I arranged for a get. We paid him off. He gave a get." Okay. He said, "That's great. Send me a copy." So he sent me a copy of the Ksav Peturin of the get. Unfortunately, the date on the get was later than the date of this girl's birthday. In other words, it was quite a bit later, which sort of confirms that it was a problem. So what's the only way out of this mess? The only way you came about Kedusha, the only way is if this cop killer is not Jewish.
No, but the first Nisun is not halachic.
What? The Nisun wasn't halachic. It was a religious marriage. It was a religious marriage, though. The only way out, I got in touch. I told you, there's this fellow in Israel, he's an investigator. He makes money. He charges a lot of money. And he does what nobody will do. So what happened? The only way out for this person was if the cop killer is not a Jew.
Right.
If he's not a Jew, then the first marriage was the only way out. Now, how do I find out if he's a Jew? He had an old mother, or survivor of the Holocaust, that was still alive. The cop killer. He had a mother. So we had to find out if somehow the mother can reveal that she's not so Jewish. So I got in touch with this fellow through somebody in Israel. I got in touch, I think, through Rabbi Eisenstein in Mali Daftana. I got in touch with him. I said, "You got to find out." He says, "No problem. I'll find out for you." "How are you going to find out?" He says, "I'll pretend to be a newspaper interviewer, and I'll go interview her. She's a Holocaust survivor. I'll go to her house and I'll interview her and I'll ask her 100 questions and I'll ask her about a yichus also." Now, unfortunately, he did it and we paid him to do it, but the results were not good. You know, they say in the end, no, results are not guaranteed. It comes out that she was very Jewish. You know, she told about, I think she was in Austria maybe, but she told about her grandparents, her parents, her grandparents, they were all Jewish. Very sad. It's very, very sad. What?
What's the girl about?
The girl? And the girl happens to be a secretary for someone in the neighborhood. She's a good girl. There's nothing wrong. She's a mom's. It's not her fault. So this boy stopped dating her, and she's unmarried. I mean... what?
The cop killer.
Yeah, unfortunately he did. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes people tell me they have friar relatives. They want to make sure the chuppah is al pidin. I say, do me a favor. Make sure the chuppah is shalai al pidin. Well, why do you want to make sure the chuppah is al pidin? I want to be married al pialocha. Why do you want to marry al pialocha? They're not going to do gittin. Why would anybody want? Mamish, the opposite. Try to make sure it's not al pialocha, and that's it. Tell them to get a priest to marry them off. What? The what? Shalai al pialocha. Shalai al pialocha. Okay, at any rate, this is what you have to check. Now, Rabbi Sai, one more piece to the puzzle. Huh? Vim, the fourth line. All right, do me a favor. You take out your pens and you add. I don't know what the next fourth line is. I figured out all that I figured out. The fourth line. If it says Bas Kayin, why is this Leviim Yisraelim and she wants to marry a Kayin? Moisev Livdek Aleim Oit Achas. Add one more. V'nimtza Baidek Asara Imois. Now, can someone explain to me exactly where do you add the Oit Achas? Oit Achas on each side. So, it's a little complicated, right? We'd add one more line. So, Beishmoches. Asara Imois. Oh, wait, the Bishmuel is explaining a different point. I'm sorry. It's very Gishmak of Bishmuel. He says, why are we checking only the mothers? If the father's a mamzer, it's also a psul. Why are we checking the mothers? Why don't we check the fathers? The father's a mamzer, the child's a mamzer. Isn't that great? It says, the reason is, it says in Bishmuel Ches, V'loy Avais, why don't you have to check the father's a mamzer? Mishum Gavri Islu Ketato Meriva Biyosim. Hey minsu kikata meriva biyosim hey minsu ilu haya ezeb sloba avais haya meforsim. Says men fight with each other. When they get into fight, they curse each other out. So somebody, if he's a mamzer, somebody would have cursed him out. He's a mamzer. This is a chazaka that somebody would have cursed him out and called him a mamzer. And we don't have to check the fathers. Avol nashim la biyosim minsu. When they fight, they don't fight with biyosim. Ain no meforsim apsul kechashinan ala nashim.
Why do we need more
slave Israel? Because they're not as careful in the Yosin that comes up. So this is the Seder of checking the Yosin and the Chesibais. What type of Bedika? The Chazanish calls it Bedika Kala. Bedika Kala means you just have to find someone who lived in her town and says that she lived in Cheskes Kashrus. The Chas is a Kashra family. That's all you got to do. Because of B'dika Kali, you find out that someone who lived in our town lived the Cheskes Kashras. In the post-Holocaust generation, it's very hard to go back. There's only a certain amount you can go back. And, okay,
What's Cheskes Kashras?
So he says, as long as they lived as regular from Yidden, no one said anything wrong with them. Coral of Error is like this case where they told me that this girl is a mamzeres, and it proved to be true. It's rare that it comes out, but we say Makir Yisrael a mamzeres shavineyam, and when the error comes out, it's something that has to be looked into. It's a very sad story. What? Who initiated it? I'll tell you the truth. The boy that was dating her called me, and he told me that he's dating, I don't say how many years. He finally found the girls he likes, and there are rumors that she's a mamzeres. Who started the rumor? What I did is the girl I found out works for someone here in the neighborhood. Got someone at Davin's here. I called him. I said, "Did you ever hear anything about being a mamzeres?" He says, "That's what people are saying about her. That she's a mamzeres. Everyone's whispering it. No one's saying it." So, Tom Bedika. I didn't do Bedika Ches Shem Arba, but what? She was dating this guy.
Could she marry a ger?
She could marry a ger, but a ger doesn't want to have children that are mamzerim. A ger's not going to want to marry her. Because when you marry her, the children are mamzerim, and then you have a problem again. So it's just a very rare, it's a very big problem. What?
An eved,
yeah. There you could be mitar. You could be mitar. Of tarfin zaitza.
Is there any way for her to demamzerize herself?
They say that Ramosha Soloveitchik did this, but I think the rumor is not true. The Mishnah says there's one way. If she marries an Eved Kanani. If you marry an Eved Kanani who's not freed, then the children are Avadim, and then you're Mishachar the Avadim. Rumor has it that in Switzerland, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rabbi Yoshe Ber's father, that he did this, that there was a Mamzeres, and he was able to make this type of arrangement, and it happened. And you know, the Eved Kanani wasn't working as Eved Kanani. He was technically an Eved Kanani. But I don't know. I've since heard that it's not true. It's just a story. And you know how unlikely it is. She has to find a guy to marry. Right? The Eved Kanani has to start off as a guy. She has to date Goyim. The guy has to then be willing to be religious and to go through it's a pro forma sale as Eved Kanani and what? What? It's a tossy that I live with a guy.
Even if he's relevant,
there's no Eved Kanani today. No, there's no Eved Ivri today. There's no Yaival. Eved there is. Yeah, Eved Kanani there is. So Ramesh has to say to when you adopt a child to buy him as Eved Kanani and be Meshachar him, and then he can't be Mamayin. You know, Ramesh has a child. Someone said it, we want to adopt a baby, but we don't want that when he turns Bar Mitzvah, he should be able to say, I'm not interested. So how do we do it? So Ramesh couldn't have held himself back. You know, in Halacha, he couldn't hold himself back. He says, I don't recommend you do this, but if you want to know, there's a way to do it. You go, you find a child to adopt, and you buy him as an Eved. You tell the parents to sell you as an Eved Kanani. He says, even though in America it's against the law to have Avadim, but if they would understand that you're just buying him as an Eved to free him a minute later, the government wouldn't, Mr. Lincoln wouldn't mind. So, what? So he deals with that also. He says, if you buy Al-Manos L'Shachrer, that you're allowed to extend the Mechira as Batul. So Rav Moshe says, you buy him as an Eved, and then you mishachar him, and then he becomes a full-fledged Jew, and then he can't be Mamayan later. Again, I don't know if anybody ever did this, but that's his Eitz. Okay. Yeah, if he'll fall in love with this girl, What you have to do is get a special shatchin that only does shaduch if someone about to be megayer who wants to date a mamzeres. it's possible to do it. Okay, I guess we'll leave Siftala for next week.